Please be seated. We're going to hear the testimonies of our brethren, our two new brothers in Christ. Two sinners, we just sang, "Come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak, wounded, sick, and sore." Two needy, two who were weary and heavy laden, two who were saved by the blood of Jesus. Let's hear from first our brother Carl Alexander Williams. Carl, come on up and share with us what God has done in your life.
All right. Hello. All right. So I just want to know that this isn't about me. It's all about God, first and foremost. And so my testimony, my whole life, I always knew God existed. Obviously, nothing created and designed the universe and all of that. But I didn't want anything to do with God the same way, you know, a thief doesn't want anything to do with a cop. You know, it gets in the way of their lifestyle. So I just shunned away God, and I didn't like him because, you know, I knew he was good, and I love to sin. I love to do that stuff. So I just pushed him to the side. I went to church a few times. Like, I was born in Sunday, I was raised in Sunday school, but I didn't really care. I just brushed it off. So I would describe myself, as you read earlier, Titus 3:3, I was foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing my days in malice and envy and hating others. You know, I didn't care about anyone else. I just wanted what I wanted, even if someone had to get hurt. You know, I was very greedy, spoiled, and stubborn, and all these things, and I just wanted what I wanted. But in school and home, I tried to play it off as that peaceful, good kid and keep that reputation, you know, so I didn't, like, get caught and I could just go outside and do what I wanted. So outside of school, you know, I do these things. It hurts me to say these things, but I did all these awful things. Like, I went out with my friends, and, you know, we stole cars and bikes, and we beat people up. And I remember I was getting in a fist fight with this kid, and I took plastic, and I sliced the side of their face, and I just bashed his head on the ground, and I dragged them downstairs. And, yeah, it was really bad. I don't know why I did, but I do know why I did that. I was angry for no reason. You know, someone just threw a snowball at me, and I just chased them, and I punched them in the face. It wasn't good at all. But yeah, as time went on, I got more angrier, and I caused more damage. But at the same time, guilt started crashing down on me a lot. I remember one night, I went out to the park, and I was just in there just thinking about what I've done, really feeling really guilty, just tearing up and stuff. So I just put on a random music playlist, and all of a sudden, a Christian song started playing, actually. I don't know how I got there, because I didn't listen to Christian music at all, but a Christian song started playing randomly, and I'm just sitting there listening to the playlist, and I'm just like, interesting. But I brushed it off, and I got angry again, and I got another fight, and then later on, another Christian song started playing when I put on a random playlist, and this time I was intrigued because I didn't understand what they were saying. So I really wanted to understand. So I did some research online about the Bible, and I was looking up some Bible verses talking about how, you know, the gospel, how God is holy and just. You know, before I thought I was a good person. Even all those things I did, I thought I was going to make it into heaven because, you know, maybe I did more good things than bad. But I'm reading these Bible verses, and it says there's none good but God. And that all your righteous deeds are as filthy rags. They're self-righteous things. And that he even sees our thought life, looking with lust and getting angry as murder in your heart and lying and stealing, just one lie enough to commit cosmic treason to send us to hell for eternity. And I was reading these things. I'm like, wow, I did not know that. And I'm just like feeling overwhelming guilt. Like, how am I supposed to get to heaven then if I'm supposed to be perfect? Because just one sin and I'm done. I broke the law already. I'm a lawbreaker. And I'm reading these verses, just going down the list, like Matthew 5, breaking it down. And then I got to the gospel, I got to Jesus, and it says, "But God, being rich in mercy," you know. And then John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So I'm reading these things, and I'm putting it all together by God's grace. And I'm like, oh, wow, so the hell punishment I deserved, that's the whole reason why he went to the cross, to take the punishment for me. So the same God I've sinned against, who gave me life and breath and food, water, and all these things, who I continue to rebel against, and then who continue to provide for me, then I sinned again. came himself in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity. He lives the perfect sinless life, and then he dies on the cross, so that through faith we can be saved through him. So that perfect record I needed to get into heaven was provided through Christ. Through his perfect sinless life, he attained that perfect record that I needed, so that through faith that perfect record is imputed to me, and my sin, my brokenness, my broken record is imputed to him, and he bears that wrath for me, so I can stand before God with the perfect righteousness, with my conscience clear, my guilt taken away, and just new life. So I'm just reading these things saying, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So I'm reading these things and I'm just feeling convicted. God is convicting me, the Holy Spirit. And I just started crying out to God. I remember it. I'm trying to put these together because I can't remember from detail. But I just started crying out to God. And then I woke up the next morning and everything completely changed. Like, it's like my eyes were finally opened. I was finally alive. My desires changed. My affections changed. I wanted to read the Bible because before I didn't care about reading books. I didn't want to read books at all. Like, as you said before, someone could even pay me and I wouldn't do it. But I just had this desire. I wanted to read the Bible and I wanted to grow in Christ. And remember, that greediness, that selfishness was just gone. I just wanted to give to others all of a sudden. And that guilt was gone. I just had joy in knowing that I'm forgiven because of what Christ did on the cross. So, the night before, I forgot to say, I repented and put my faith in Christ by his grace. And then I woke up and everything changed. So, yeah, I went from playing video games 24/7 and then doing all these bad things to not having playing video games for like 2 years. You just removed that desire completely. I'm like, whoa. I just feel different. I felt different. And then my friends who I used to sell cars and bikes with were like, what happened to you? You changed. I'm like, I don't know. Jesus, save me. The guilt gone. Joy came. I knew I was forgiven through Christ and what he did on the cross for me. And the hatred I had towards people just turned into love. Like, the people I beat up, I'd rather they beat me up, you know? I deserved it. I just wanted to love and tell others. This really put a heart for me to want to tell others about Jesus, because, you know, he saved me. He made it open for the world, and that really touched me. It's like having the cure for cancer, you know? And everyone has cancer, hypothetically, and that you want to give them the cure. So that really put a passion in me to want to tell others about Jesus. And I'm glad that this church opens evangelism every Saturday, that we can go out and do that. So yeah, I praise God for the work he continues to do as he sanctifies me, conforming me to the image of his son. And I conclude by saying, today I declare to the church and the whole world that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and is the only way to eternal life. And apart from him, we will perish. He's the only one who loved us enough to die on the cross for us, and he's the only perfect one who had the perfect record who could die for us. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins, and only the blood of Christ, the perfect sinless Lamb of God, could atone for anyone's sins. So I just pray that this testimony will be a blessing to people, and if people haven't come to Christ, that they will truly just see the testimony as how God came to save sinners, not good religious people. There's not a standard to try to get to, a ladder of good works to climb. You simply understand that you've sinned against God and that there's nothing you can save you. This baptism doesn't save me at all. This going to church or praying a prayer doesn't save me. Only what Christ has done on the cross can save me. And then out of gratitude, that's when obedience happens. That's when sanctification happens. So we're not saved because we do good works. We do good works because we're saved. So a lot of people mix that up. Just know we're saved because of Christ's works, Christ's merits, and Christ doing all of that, not us. All we've done, as you said before, all we added to the table is a sin that needed to be paid for. So I just hope that this humbles all of us and that we see that God is a God who saves. And all who come to him, he will not cast away. So, thank you.
Praise the Lord. God is real. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. We'll hear from our next new brother in Christ. Just so you know how it's going to work, as soon as he's done, the worship team come up, sing baptizing water, and you two guys will go back here and we'll step in to the to the tank. So just come in through this door on my left, on your right. So welcome Jonathan Alexander Bonilla.
Good afternoon, church. So pretty much my journey started growing up as a Catholic. I went to church, you know, since a kid with my parents and my brothers. I did the whole thing, you know, I did the baptism, communion, confirmation. And then shortly after in high school, you know, I stopped going. And I decided to, you know, like, take a break, but then after that, soon after, I started going to different churches, like from friends or families. I remember going to one in Newark, a couple ones in Newark. I don't really know the denominations, but one was by like 21. It was like a Brazilian type church. I went to many churches, but you know, it nothing really stuck to me. Nothing really caught. And again, like Carl said, you know, I always believed in God. I believed in Jesus. But I didn't really know or understand what it meant to believe. Even the Bible says, you know, the devil and demons believe. So what was the difference for me believing? There really was no, you know, nothing that really separated that, me and demons believing, you know, because I believe, but I still sin. You know, I was doing, bad things as well, even though I consider myself a good person, I still sinned, and, you know, even in growing up in, you know, school, they would teach about evolution, and I would get mad because I just knew that was, like, how can you believe that? And I would tell some of my, like, classmates, like, are you believing this? It's like, this makes no sense. But yeah, you know, shortly after that, I stopped going, you know, to church completely. My parents still went, you know, they're still Catholic. My brothers don't go anymore. But then soon after that, you know, I met Paul at work. And, you know, we would talk about life, whether it's sports, you know, shows, religion, God, anything really. And sometimes we would stay after work maybe 30 minutes or an hour after. And then sometimes, you know, his wife would call, like, where are you, you know? We were just there talking. But, yeah, you know, we started talking about God many times. And soon after, I don't know how long, but he gave me a little booklet to go to one of these, like, seminars in Kearney about, like, who is God. So, you know, I started going. And I went for that. And then shortly after, I kind of stopped as well. But then, you know, I've always, throughout my life, watched many, I guess, you know, YouTube videos about, you know, people debating, you know, God and no God and, you know, all this stuff. I've always watched a bunch of videos, you know, just to, like, confirm what I believe, you know, who God is, what he does. And then shortly after, you know, those videos kept, you know, coming into my life more. I started watching more and more, you know, Ray Comfort and a bunch of others, you know. And one day I watched this one video and, you know, was kind of explaining the topic about being saved and repentance and all of that. And I think that same night, you know, I got on my knees. I prayed to God, repented of my sins, and said it wholeheartedly, you know, not just like reciting something, but, you know, believing every word I said. I repented of my sins. And, like, shortly after, the next day, you know, you feel different. There was one sin in particular I was always struggling with, and that just went away completely. And it wasn't, you know, my doing or me willfully doing it. I know it was all God and Jesus. So that was, you know, that was amazing in my life, how I was able to conquer that sin. And I know it's a sanctification process. It's going to be a process all my life to be more like Jesus. And that's why I have a church as well, you know, help each other throughout our journey. And pretty much that's, you know, how I came to Christ. And now I know what it is to believe, what it is to be born again. And now I just will, you know, do my best to follow, be a member of this church, and contribute, you know, as much as I can. Thank you.
Brother Carl, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yes.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
Yes.
Will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all your days as part of his church?
Yes.
Let's pray for Carl. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the power of the gospel, how it can save sinners like us, sinners like me, sinners like Carl. And we pray, Lord, that this work that you have begun in him would be completed until the day of Christ, and that through his witness and testimony, many would come to Christ.
Yes.
Father, we pray that you would guide him, and that we as a church would help him in his conformity to your precious Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Carl, upon your profession of faith in Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all your days as part of his church?
Yes.
Amen. Let's pray for Jonathan. Oh God, we present Jonathan to you for baptism. We thank you, Lord, that you have saved his soul. Mm-hmm. We thank you for those who have witnessed to him, mm-hmm. and that, Lord, his heart was open because of the work of the Spirit, mm-hmm. to receive the gospel in due time. And we pray, Lord, that through his life, many would come to know Christ. Mm-hmm. Please, Lord, help him by your Spirit and your word and your church to fight sin, to grow in conformity to Christ, and to give the honor and glory in all of his decisions. And we pray all this in the name above all names, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And Jonathan, based on your profession of faith as Christ as your Lord and Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.